Good morning, Medford WMFO. All right, you got Jane here.
You got Zoe here.
And a special guest.
Who's that special guest?
It's Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So,
I'd say to kick off this Tuesday morning, we're probably going to play some tunes, chat a little bit, debrief the tunes, and have a good early bird start to the morning, am I right?
Yeah, so Julia, what was it like to wake up so early?
It wasn't that bad. I felt bad for waking my roommate, but I would recommend it. This is a pretty cool room, cool experience so far.
Good.
All right, we're going to get some tunes set up for you, and then we'll be back. Have a good morning.
Sandstone, it fell. secret is no good. You flipped the script and you shot the blood. And I remember when your neon used to burn so bright and pink. So bright and pink. A Saturday night, kind of pink.
Okay, so I picked that song because no particular reason. I just think it's a fun song. I think there's a lot of fun beats. I think it's a nice early morning melody. Let us know in the comments what you think.
Yeah. Thanks, Julia. Thanks for the song.
Since I came around, been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. You taste like whiskey when you kiss me. I would give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you. He says, Jesus Christ, there's something, something about the chase. 6 whole years. I'm a New York woman born to run. Just knowing when it's right. So put your dreams up when I
mom, I'm not leaving without you.
So, I think all our moms are listening. So you just wanted to give them a shout out.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Morning, moms. So now we've reached the time of our session where we're playing some Christmas tunes, some holiday tunes.
Yeah. Who's excited for the holiday season?
Me, Zoe.
Me too. You, Julia?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I feel like Julia loves winter. That's where we differ. I don't really like winter that much.
Yeah, I do love it. It's just cozy, you know?
But you can be cozy any time of year.
Not when you're sweaty.
But you can put air conditioning on. Wouldn't you rather have the option to go outside?
No, it's
and then
the
be
lights.
Cozy?
Yeah.
Okay,
the lights.
You can always put lights up. What do you think they do in Florida?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
All right, it's okay. We can agree. Add to this.
Shout out. Yeah, add to this. Shout out to my car, which I just put on.
Shout out. What's her name?
Casey.
Shout out Casey.
Wait, tell them you didn't even explain.
I just got antlers and a red nose for my car. You know, like every time you pass those cars that are dressed up like reindeer, you're like, oh my god, it's a reindeer car. And
that's Casey. But you can't even, you can't lower the windows all the way because then the ears fall off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Julia, that is the truth. This was so awkward. It was right as we were driving home from Party City. I had just gotten my antlers. And we passed this, like, awesome neighborhood, which we should low-key go back to.
Yeah.
And it was, like, all these Christmas lights, like, perfect. And I rolled down my window to take a picture and the antler fell off.
Aww.
So I, like, stopped the car, got out of the car, tried to reach for the antler, but my tire was on it. So I get back in the car, move it up a scoop.
She's holding up a whole line of cars.
A whole line of cars. I know, it was actually really awkward.
That's really embarrassing.
And then I got it.
For your $14 antlers.
Yeah. $14, pretty safe.
That's like a, that's an investment to me. So yeah. I'd grab them too.
Thank you.
It's more about the sentimental value. I like the lights too.
Yeah.
We were the on Sunday night we went to Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah,
we and did. We were in like, well, I was talking about the lights, but we'll tell the full experience too. But we were in this area and they just had lights everywhere, and honestly, it made it seem like the best little strip mall I've ever seen, just because of the lights. So I get it.
Oh yeah. Users. Let us know in the chat if y'all have ever been to Olive Garden or the like. Zoe, what was your favorite part of the Olive Garden?
Well, I was just pleasantly surprised because I thought it would be like, you know, a restaurant, but like a fast food restaurant. Like, I thought it would be like, you know, not the nicest. It was so nice. They had some nice Italian music going on. Yeah. They had some brick. They had like the chandeliers.
Yeah.
It was, I felt like I was in a real dining experience.
In Italy.
I felt like I was in Italy. It was so nice.
Julia, hit us with the best dish.
Probably the chicken parm. It didn't look good, I'm gonna be honest. Presentation was not good. It was so good. I think we were all really pleasantly surprised.
Perfect crispiness.
Yeah.
I loved it. Jane, your favorite dish?
Yeah, gotta second that. The chicken parm hit.
Jane, what did you think of the Alfredo sauce, though? Their famous Alfredo sauce.
The famous Alfredo. Honestly, I'm just going to say it. Sorry, I'm not usually a Alfredo kind of girl.
And Olive Garden couldn't change that for you?
It couldn't.
It changed it for me a little.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, a little.
Okay.
No, I think I'd only... Now it seems like a only Olive Garden Alfredo type of thing, though. But...
All right, wait for this sick beat drop. Yeah, I'm on the beat cause the beat goes dumb, and I only spit heat cause I'm playing for the sun, playing for the king, playing for the title. I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas time, so here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go stupid, stupid, love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do, do.
Sipping eggnog with a little sprinkle of vanilla, even though it's kind of cool. I'm pulling out a chinchilla. Bieber hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool, cool. You know I'ma deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio because ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now? People everywhere and all our Twitter followers. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah. Some people say they don't care when they
there's people on the street with no food, it's not fair. It's about time for you to act merrily. It's about time for you to give to charity. Rarely do people even want to help at all, cause they're warm by the fire, getting toys and the dolls, not thinking there's a family out hungry and cold, wishing that they had somebody they could help. So I think some of you need to act bold. Give a can to a drive, let's change the glow. Glow, glow.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hey, Jane. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Shout out Mr. Marty Schmelkin, also listening. It ain't just the moms out here. We've also got probably some other listeners. Good morning, WMFO. This is a popular time for commuters, early risers, getting ready in their bed with their headphones in because they don't want to wake their roommate. Mm-hmm. People that are just coming back from the library or, like, anything sneaky they're up to. You know, like,
Some people are even up early studying.
Good morning, Medford, for real.
Good morning from 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. Ooh.
Sorry. Turn my mic off for that.
Sorry, I didn't get there quick enough.
So, all right, next topic of conversation, I want to hear from you guys. Anyone got anything on their wish list this year?
Good question.
I want some new leggings.
Oh, Zoe wants some new leggings.
Nice. Yeah, right now I only have two pairs of leggings, and I feel like that's kind of cutting it short.
Yeah, happens.
Like, you know, if I want to be my best self, I feel like I need more leggings.
Like flare, or just like
maybe
classic?
Some flare. Mostly classic, though. I'm, you know.
Black.
Not really colored leggings type of girl. Jane is.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Jane, what's your favorite color of legging?
Gray?
Mm-hmm. It's good. Like light gray?
Yeah.
All right.
Now we got the ripple.
This is Jane's pick. Oh, last song was Julia's pick.
Yeah. We're just going for some background noise as we chit-chat. So, what do you guys got going on today? It's final season. This is our L-Walk. Last week of classes. We did it for a semester.
That's crazy.
Oh, well, the listeners don't know what Julia's course load is this semester.
Oh, true. They know ours.
Why don't you tell us? Yeah, you guys know what we're up to.
We tell you every week.
If you're a regular. Yeah, tell the audience.
All right, FMS major here.
What's FMS?
Film and media. Sorry, they should know from Zoe.
Okay.
Facts.
True.
So I'm taking Art of the Moving Image, I'm taking...
You guys should recognize that class.
Yeah, Zoe's in that too, PR and Marketing.
Oh, they're classmates.
Yeah, we're classmates.
That's how we met. No, I'm kidding.
We're just class friends. Astronomy, and then just two culture classes.
What culture are you?
Just like Judaic studies.
Oh, that's so interesting. What are the classes called?
It's like Intro to the Hebrew Bible and Jewish Philosophy.
Wow, that's really cool, Julia.
Yeah.
I never knew that you... So are you going to be a Judaic studies minor?
See, I thought about it.
She thought about being a Judaic studies minor.
Well, because you...
She thought about it. Give her credit, she thought about it.
I did think about it, but it turns out I'd have to take double the amount of classes that I've already taken.
Emphasis on the double.
Right.
Oh my god, this song is my mom's phone, like...
Alarm
ringer.
Andrea, let us know in the chat if Zoe is fibbing or if it actually is your phone ringer.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Phone ringer?
Phone. Ringtone.
Ringtone.
What's everyone's... Sorry. Ooh, this is a good
question.
It's
really early.
What is everyone's, phone alarm in the morning?
Just the normal, like...
Yeah. Like that harsh one? Mine's slow rise, like...
Radar, it's called. That's nice. I like the ones that get like slowly louder because. Oh, that's probably triggering a lot of people.
Sorry if that was triggering you, but that's my alarm in the mornings.
Gracie's is the Parks and Rec theme song. It's like
really?
A dun dun, dun dun.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I love that.
I kind of like it. It actually, hers is cool because it changes. Shout out, Gracie. It, like, changes every few weeks.
She's sleeping right now. She's not listening.
She's sleeping. It, like, is, like, different every once in a while. So it's, like, on, like, a cycle. So, like, once every 2 weeks I'll hear the Parks and Rec song and I'll be like,
oh
back.
That's funny.
Like, yeah.
In high school, mine was the song Don't Wake Me Up. And it would start, like, dearly beloved, da-da-da-da, don't wake me up. Then it would go, dun-dun-dun, too much, na-na-na-na, don't wake me up. That one.
For a while.
Mine was just always the radar. Except once mine was... Another Day of Sun from La La Land is like dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. In high school, mine was Bright by Ecosmith. Do you guys know that?
No.
Did you see that shooting?
Wait, why don't guys? You realize we're on a radio show and we could play these songs? Okay, Jane, what was yours? Don't Wake Me Up.
Oh yeah, but it was the special. It was the deluxe version. Yeah, the purple cover. That one.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
All right, it's added to the queue.
It's on the queue. Y'all will hear it in a minute.
Julia?
Bright by Ecosmith. I don't really want to hear that song, though.
All right, yeah, facts. Well, I want to hear mine.
Okay.
Do you have another song you want to replace with? Because then...
I'll think about it.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
My mom has confirmed that this is her ringtone, so...
Thank you. I just can't trust these girls these days.
She said that's what it's called, a ringtone. All right.
Some nights.
Some nights. I love fun.
Zoe really put me onto fun. I mean, I don't know if y'all know, but, like, you definitely know Some Nights, Carry On, like, We Are Young, like, the basic ones. This girl, she will run you deep with it.
It's so good.
Why am I the one made it on my top 100
really?
For Spotify. Oh, by the way, hit us in the chat. Let us know your top listen to songs, artists. We're always listening or always looking for some new music to add to our repertoire.
Okay.
All right, so was that it on your class schedule?
Yep.
That's about it. Y'all got an exam tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yes. In our looming image.
A of the MI. Oh, question. So these two watch movies every week for their class.
Twice a week.
Mm-hmm. From 6 to 8? Mm-hmm.
6 to 8, Monday, Wednesday.
6 to 8, Monday, Wednesday. And so they missed dinner. But what has been your favorite movie that you've watched through the class?
Oh, good question. Oh, I love that question. That should be our final. What was your favorite movie? Yeah.
And then no explanation.
No explanation, just your favorite. Yeah. 100 points. Okay. I can't remember any
Me
of the
either.
Movies we've watched.
I'm like pulling up the syllabus.
I feel like some of the movies that I've seen before. Like we watched The Florida Project.
Oh,
love that movie. But I've already seen it.
I hadn't seen that one and I loved it.
It's so good.
I really like I told my dad to watch it and he really liked it too.
Yeah, it's really good.
Al, if you're listening, can you confirm that?
He's not listening.
Okay.
Tried.
Maybe Arrival. Arrival was pretty good.
That was good, but I'd seen that one too.
I really enjoyed Speed, I'm gonna be honest.
Speed was so funny. That was fun to watch.
Like the whole class is really into it.
Okay, I really like Waltz with Bashir.
I hated that one.
I was in a study group last night and everyone was hating on it and I was too scared to say anything.
Yeah, Zoe kept her mouth shut.
Everyone was hating on it the entire time. I didn't say anything because
Zoe, speak your truth.
I know. Next time I will. But I couldn't argue with them because they were saying things that were true. Because it was a very weird movie.
Yeah.
But I just enjoyed it for some reason. I didn't. Maybe it's because I like history.
My dad. Nerd. My mom says my dad is sleeping, so he's not.
Fair enough. Sorry. I think we got some questions from the viewers. How do you get to the chat? It's the same way you clicked on this link.
Is this Marty or Jen?
This is Jen. She wants to know how to get to the chat.
The I said viewers. It's okay.
You can let me know. However, if you click on the link that you sent to us, or that we sent around of how you listen, there's a chat button on that. Like, chat with the DJs. DJ chat. And that's how you get us.
So, Jane, you have a big party tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight is my formal. Yay. So, we left Harleston Hall, which is where we live, at 5:47 a.m. I woke up at 5:38 a.m. this morning, and I think I'm gonna be up for like close to 20 hours, because formal doesn't end until 1. So, what do? Yerba, coffee, tea? What's your caffeine of intake? Or not?
Jane, coffee I don't think works with you.
I know. I don't know.
Maybe it's just the Kindleben coffee.
Maybe it is.
Kindleben is a place on Tufts where you can get smoothies, paninis, and coffee. And any type of drink, honestly.
Pretty good coffee. I'd say second best coffee on campus.
What's first? Sink.
Sink, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
The workers
well, it's not
are
on the meal plan. We love the workers at Sink. The Sink.
The Sink.
What was it used to call us? Oh, my God. Never mind. That wasn't a conversation with you guys. Moving on.
All right, then.
So, next up, we got Jane's alarm song.
Okay. Make this one louder so they get the full effect.
All right.
We'll be back in a sec.
Yeah.
Dearly beloved, If this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window.
Yeah, so if you could hear that when it was like opening, like dearly beloved, that was like, okay, stretch, like get out of bed. And then by the time it would get to this song, you gotta be like out of your bed getting ready. Honestly, I should switch back to this. I kind of miss it.
If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss.
Hey, you can switch the song.
I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up.
All right, so this is my, I'll turn your guys' mics on too. This is my song. Like, this is just so, such a good way to start the morning. Like, and then they're singing, and then they're, I mean, I never did, like, you have to be out of bed by a certain part, but it could be, like, when they start singing.
It didn't ruin the song for you?
It did for a little bit, but it's been long enough. But that is the fear. It's a very valid fear, because you can't choose a song
Bright
that you
love. Bright is ruined for me. I loved that song.
Yeah, you can't. It's triggering. But I just love this song.
Yeah.
This brings out the musical nerd in me.
She just loves it.
All right. Oh. You got something to say, Jane?
Yeah, I'm just trying to give a shout out to Mr. Josh Kamiker, who is a Tufts alum listening.
Whoa.
So,
oh,
I mean, Jumbos. Yeah, go Jumbos. If we're talking Tufts, feel free to write in the chat or in a text of anything we should add to the convo. We're trying to get Jumbos of all ages.
If you have any questions about Tufts now, like, we got you. All right, see you soon.
I hear them every day, the rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. Ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no, when my money is running low, the dusty mic and the unflow are all I need.
And someday as I sing a song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
of recklessness, self-centered to the extreme.
Now it's our favorite time of the show.
What time is it, Zoe?
It's PSA time!
Hey.
And as tradition dictates, we always have our guest read the PSA.
So, guest, please read the PSA.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right.
Thank you, Julia. That's a really important one.
We love dads.
True. Well, I see that the sun is rising. It's getting
sure
bright
is.
Out. It's almost time for, you know, I feel like it's a normal time to wake up at like 7. Like, you know, maybe some college
Not
students.
Not for college kids.
No, yeah, you're right.
No.
Like 8:30 earliest.
When do you guys think the first snow is going to be?
Good question. Let's make predictions right now. And like, you're on air, so whoever wins is going to get a prize.
Like when we're back at Tufts or just in general in Boston?
No, in general. Like the first snow of the season.
I think it's gonna be like
when it sticks.
Yeah.
January? It's already December 6th.
I'm gonna make my bet. But what, January?
January 4th?
Okay, I guess December 16th.
December 28th.
Okay, right. So y'all heard it here first. Jane, December 16th. Julia, December 28th.
January 4th.
Whoever wins gets a free hot chocolate.
From the sink.
A free beverage of choice.
From the sink. No, just in general.
Well, yeah. From wherever you want.
From wherever you want.
Yeah.
What if I'm like, I want the most expensive drink ever?
Oh, like that hot chocolate on Newberry? Were you guys
like
that?
$12?
Oh, it is so good. No, that hot chocolate from Salem.
I never had it.
Y'all are lame for that. Well,
yeah, I was lame that day.
Listeners,
that was your birthday.
That was my birthday. Listeners are just going to have to trust me. It was probably the best hot chocolate I've had in my entire life.
Really?
I mean it.
Entire life?
Yeah.
Out of all the hot chocolates you had.
I haven't had that many hot chocolate.
You don't get it like at a ski lodge?
Yeah, but that's like Swiss Miss or like.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's like the potted experience that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the experience was fire.
All right.
Ag to dis, I guess.
No, I believe you. That's high praise.
Ag to ag.
All right, Julia. That was Julia's choice. Please let us know if you liked it. Please interact with us. This is A Rhythm of Love by...
Oh.
Play My Tees.
Wait. Yeah, this was a request from my mom. I think she was really talking about Hey There, Delilah, but we like this song better. So this is my mom's alarm, if you guys were curious. Very on brand for her.
Soothing.
I like it.
Good to wake up to.
To the
spinatron. Yeah, if you guys were ever curious what other songs we were playing, after this we've been logging our music in spinatron, so you can see like a receipt record, something of all the songs we've been playing.
Oh.
Including artists and album.
Wow. And I think it shows up on, like, when you're on the website, it shows what's playing.
Oh, like, in, like, a ticking bar thing?
Yeah. Like, when you see what's playing, that's us logging it.
Yeah.
So if there's ever something that there we're playing and you're like, I don't know what this is and they're not logging it, sorry. Yeah.
That's so weird.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot to keep track of.
There is. A lot of thoughts going on. I love this song. Next up is, oh, actually, it'll be a surprise.
Yeah. Keep them on their toes.
So, Jane, who are you taking to formal tonight?
Shout out Charles.
Yay, Charles.
I'm taking my friend Charles to formal. It is at Hava. I think it's at Hava.
It's at Hava.
It's at Hav's.
Never mind. Keep going.
I don't know what I'm going to wear yet to the formal. And we're all meeting up at my
22 Curtis.
22 Curtis, please.
Good.
But don't come. Anyone who's listening, don't pull
Shoot.
Up.
Shoot, Zoe 22 Curtis in Kentucky.
So,
we already said Hava.
So right, well, don't do y'all it. Did not hear it here. And yeah, so I'm going to be sleepy. And it's not even like tomorrow I can rest because my day starts at 9 a.m. But it's not starting at 6 a.m.
Yeah. She's got her 9 a.m.
She's got her 9 a.m.
Scad.
Cat.
Shoot.
Good one. So, yeah, I mean, it's the final week. And then next week we got our reading period, which I'm actually very excited for. Can we, like, do fun stuff too?
Yeah, I only have one exam on the 15th, and then I have one on the 19th, but my one on the 15th is very important. It's 37.5% of my grade.
Whoa.
How crazy is that?
What class?
Linguistics.
I have a presentation today that's 75%.
But she's gonna rock it.
Thank you.
I heard them practicing last night.
So
we really
did
good.
Hear us practicing.
Are you nervous? What class?
No, PR and marketing.
Oh.
This is...
It's like the...
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is the one?
This what? Is Why Am I the One by Fun.
This song is gas. Thank you, Zoe, for teaching it to me while we were in the Berkshires and the rest of the little chickies were sleeping in the backseat and it was just me and you
and
Chalkin.
That was so cute. That was some bonding time.
Sure thing. Oh, well, thank you, listeners. We've only got 10 more minutes, so let me shut the mic off, let you listen to the song, and we'll be back in a minute.
See how you enjoy it. Let us know.
I finished kissing my dad, so now I head back up the steps, thinking about where I've been. I mean, the sun was never like this, so I want to feel with the season. I guess it makes sense, because my life's become as fast. A night out in Los Angeles, and I just wanna stay in bed and hold you like I used to. You know that I am home. So darling, if you love me, would you let me know? Or go on, go on, go on. If you were thinking that the worst is yet to come, why am I feel
back down.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not lonely, it's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up. Find out what I made up. The nights I've stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me. I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reviews life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum. Da dum dum. There's a place I'm going, no one knows me. If I breathe real slowly, I let it out and let it in. It can be terrifying to be slowly dying, also clarifying. We end where we begin, so let it wash over me. Ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reveals life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got the reason, everybody got the way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. And it gets into your body, flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da-da-dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
Hey!
Well, listeners, we have reached our final 2 minutes of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on this fine Tuesday, December 6th morning.
So we wanted to give some shout outs first of all to my sister Katie
and all,
and
the,
all the teachers going to school right now, getting ready.
Snaps for that.
Have your lesson plan all planned out. Good luck on this Tuesday.
Yeah,
and
we thank you.
We thank you.
Hashtag thank you teachers.
Hashtag we love you. We're thankful for you. Hashtag first responders, low-key.
Hashtag healthcare heroes.
And whose song was that, Jane?
That was Miss Jennifer Schmelkin's song, Catch and Release. It's about meditation, mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
which I hope all of you bring to your Tuesday today. Open mind, open hearts, open thoughts.
Yeah.
Now we got July.
By Noah Cyrus.
In December.
And before we leave, we have to do a special
wanted to remind y'all this is Jane, Zoe, and Julia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio! Exclamation point. And now, as we are wrapping up the end of the semester, this is our last show of the semester. Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
Thank you to all who have been dutifully listening,